this is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Lily Reynolds Parker is an educator and one of Eugene's most important civil rights champions. Lily Reynolds Parker was born in Eugene in 1946. Her parents had arrived in Oregon during a massive influx of black workers seeking wartime industrial jobs. Prior to the war, Eugene's black community was small and extremely marginalized. The Parkers settled in the Ferry Street community, a tent city that housed nearly all of Eugene's black residents, and even the city's first black church, St. Mark's Episcopal. In 1964, Lily became one of the first three black students to graduate from Sheldon High School, where she experienced discrimination from fellow students and from teachers. She would later recall telling her guidance counselor that she wanted to be the next Thurgood Marshall, only for the counselor to tell her to pursue something more realistic. The civil rights movement inspired the entire Reynolds Parker household to act. In 1964, Lily Reynolds Parker served as the vice president of the Eugene chapter of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC. In 1966, Lily's mother, Mattie Reynolds, became the first black person to run for Eugene City Council and founded the Eugene chapter of the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE. 20-year-old Lily became a member of CORE. As the movement led to new opportunities for blacks nationwide, Lily was able to secure a minority hire job with the Southern Pacific Railroad, where she would work for the next 8 years. Reynolds Parker worked and raised a family, but kept civil rights on her mind. In 1986, as her own daughter was preparing to enter college, Reynolds Parker enrolled at the University of Oregon. She was far older than her classmates and raising children alone, but managed to graduate with a sociology degree in 1991. The university would hire her to work in the school's multicultural center, ironically, as a counselor. For the next 17 years, Reynolds Parker mentored and advised hundreds of students, most of them black, indigenous, Asian, and Latino. Her work made her a beloved member of the UO faculty. Reynolds Parker retired in 2012. In her honor, the University of Oregon Women's Center named their speaker series for her. In 2018, the university broke ground on its new Black Cultural Center. The public was invited to select a namesake for the center, and Reynolds Parker was the overwhelming favorite. University President Michael Schill called her, quote, "the epitome of resilience and perseverance," end quote, and the Lily Reynolds Parker Black Cultural Center officially opened in 2019. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.